My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I made a point yesterday. You immediately called me out on it. It was glorious because you went, I said, there are teams out there that I hate because I don't believe that they deserve to win their championship. And you go, what about the Cavs? And I go, yeah, there's definitely fan bases out there who do not believe, who hate us because they believe we don't deserve to win that championship. Like somebody was ripping on George Niang and Isaac Okoro, and people were like, this is why I don't like Cleveland NBA social media stuff. And this is why I don't like Cleveland fans, this, that, and the other. They don't appreciate, like, well, I do appreciate it. We all appreciate it. But there is a thought that for several fans out there, remember, Laker fans do not care for our organization after the whole Dan Gilbert thing. There are plenty of fans out there that don't believe we deserve to win our championship. Now, I'll take my championship and tell them to stick it.
Which, by the way, is a funny thing because the fans have literally nothing to do with its team's championships. It is kind of the funny dynamic in sports that we trash talk other cities and other fan bases of those cities when in reality they didn't work harder or we didn't work harder. Yeah. And we all have an element of the fan bases that we consider bad fans that
yes
are either Johnny come latelys or bandwagon fans, not very loyal. They leave. They have other teams that they support.
But
Mitch in the booth.
Oh, that's totally different. I mean, he's from here. He's born and raised in Northeast Ohio. I don't know. You just fell through the cracks or something over there. Do you have anything to add to it, son?
I'd put the Marlins on the teams that I get mad at because they don't deserve their championships.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Like, I believe the Guardians, if we did it this way, would deserve a championship. I think the Bills of yesteryear obviously deserve a championship. I can't say that the Cowboys didn't deserve their titles. Or the 49ers didn't deserve their title, or any of the other.
You just mean you count against a team if they have like a 1 year crazy season.
And my biggest example, and any of their fans, if there are any out there, would tell me to stick it, and I would expect that, and I'm more than ready for it.
Marlins in '97, by the way.
But when I hear John Schriffen at NBC Sports Chicago speak about the up and comer Drew Thorpe.
The future is bright for Drew Thorpe. Gets another start on the mound here at home tonight.
Thorpe's command has been outstanding, and that changeup is pretty close to unhittable. So everything is positive. The arrow is pointing straight up, and Drew Thorpe is going to the mound tonight.
And then on Sunday,
unhittable.
Thorpe goes out and gives up 3 home runs in the top of the first, and they have an 8-run top of the first, the Seattle Mariners do. And they now have 15 straight losses, and I go, I can't imagine being a White Sox fan in Chicago in a market like that where they can't even win the lottery because they're in too big of a market, where people don't even, I mean, we've had our fun with Schifrin. I don't have anything against this guy. It seems that plenty of White Sox fans do. Like, they don't even enjoy the show. Like, when the Cubs were, when you and I were kids and we liked the Cubs because they were on in the afternoon before the Indians, right? They weren't that, I mean, they got better with Sammy Sosa, but they weren't that good. You just enjoyed the show with Harry Carey. So it's part of the fun. I can't even have that fun in Chicago to the point where their favorite in their generation, Ozzie Guillen, had this to say about trade deadlines.
Well, right now, it's just kind of, I thought of the trader because I don't know, for some reason, some players out there, they think they're going to get traded. They're like, no, a couple guys making...
they've made comments.
Comment about they want to trade. Who warned you? For real.
He's talking about Garrett Crochet being choosy about where he wants to go. And I go, damn it. They won a World Series in 2005. And I go, there's no better example of a team that, I'm sorry, they don't deserve it.
They're 38 and a half games back, by the way, right now, the White Sox.
The fans would tell me off, and I would expect them. I don't think the fans don't deserve it. Hell, the fans, if anything, they would deserve it. The organization, Jerry Reinsdorf doesn't deserve that. I mean, you say what you want to about the Dolans and you know, squeezing pennies and being, what did you say, cost sensitive, right? Yes. That's a nice way to put it. It's been a hell of a lot better organization than this in our own division. This is an insult to professional sports and certainly to professional baseball.
That's why I wonder, like, the World Series to those fans. Think about if you're a White Sox fan and you're second fiddle. Imagine being in a city where everybody around you cheers for a different team. In a way, I would think your World Series means more to you than anything else in the world.
Yes.
To those fans, because they're like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
And we'll probably never recreate
but
that.
And I
got to talk trash until the Cubs won it in 2016. I got to talk trash to all my friends that made fun of me for being a White Sox fan every day.
Yes. And you could do that. And now you can't. And I see it. And I see it in a totally different perspective where I go, hey, man, if anybody really deserves it, like, that's why, you know, that's why Buster Olney, like, roots for the Guardians. Like, he openly... You could, I'm sorry, guys, you can openly... And by the way, he's allowed to...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Have emotions. I'm not going after Buster Olney. I don't like it when journalists just say, I'm a journalist, I don't root for anybody. I go, you didn't root for anybody as a kid? Really? You don't do that anymore? There's not organizations that you like a little bit more because you agree with what they're doing. I mean, come on. You can't all call down the line. We all have influence. And that's why I like that Buster Olney does seem to really like Cleveland.
The only thing that sucked about that whole World Series matchup, no, it was amazing in 2016, was that was the one team, the Cubs, that were standing in the way of the entire country rooting for us.
Yes.
Had it have been anybody else... Everybody in the country would have been
Toronto wasn't rooting for you, but that was a totally different set of circumstances.
But But that was the only thing that sucked is you had so many Cubs. Cubs just have bigger fan base.
And I've never felt the same way about the Cubs again. And I remember I saw a guy in a Braves jersey at the Guardians game a couple of weeks ago when they played San Diego on a Friday. And he said he couldn't bear to wear a Guardians jersey, so he wore a Braves jersey. I'm thinking, it doesn't make any sense. They beat us in the World Series. My aunt lived just outside of Atlanta. She used to send me Braves stuff. I watched the Braves on TBS. If the Indians weren't playing, and those were back in the days when we only had so many games on TV. Like, I kind of liked the Braves growing up. 95 changed all that. Before the newspaper route, or during the newspaper route in the early days, I just told you, you'd get ready in the afternoon, go home, the Cubs would be on, you'd watch the Cubs. When you're off during the summer, the Cubs would be on at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock Eastern time, and you watch the Cubs, you couldn't help but like the Cubs. It was Harry Carey that's fish in a barrel. I got shirtless Harry Carey. I got 6-, 7-, 8-year-old Kenny Carmen. That's going to work out perfectly for me. And then 2016 changed it. There's teams that I wish it were different, but because they've been better ran than others, I wish it were different, but there they are. The White Sox, I got to tell you, Tone, I've never respected the White Sox. I like Frank Thomas as a kid. Never respected the White Sox. Never have, never will. Because you're in a city where if you were in any other city, you'd be threatening to move. And they don't want you around there. The ones that actually like you hate you.
But do you care
what you've done to the organization?
Do you, in turn, then, do you care if other cities and their fans respect our teams?
To certain degrees, it makes me feel better. If they, like, people outside of Cleveland look at the Guardians and go, that's a well-run organization.
Everybody, yeah.
It bothers me that we can't get over the hump with our well-run organization. It bothers me that luck has gotten involved, that Trevor Bauer was messing with a drone and that got involved maybe. It bothers me for every single reason that you could possibly bring up that we got as close as you possibly could and fate just didn't work out our way. That does bother me. Because for everything that we've said about Paul Dolan, I think the reason why we get so frustrated with the guy is that we have been close before. Like, people haven't just given up on him the way they have with Reinsdorf and the White Sox. And hey, they did win a World Series. That was 20 years ago almost now. And it doesn't look like they're any bit closer than they were 50 years ago. So I that's what I say when I say that teams deserve it. So when I think about the White Sox and I see that audio again, courtesy NBC Sports Chicago, when I hear that audio and when they've lost 15 in a row, and you're not even talking about history when you say 15 in a row because they've already had a losing streak that long already this year. I go, maybe we should be going all in. Because, damn it, if anybody deserves it, I mean, I could say the fans all I want. Everybody knows how I feel about the fans here. That's not breaking any new ground. I go, man, you know what? Maybe Antonetti and Shapiro, not Shapiro, excuse me, Chernoff, maybe they deserve it. But Paul Dolan's done the best job he can. He's under constraints. He's dealt with a lot of heat. I've given him a lot of heat as well. I've been pretty upset with him at times after the Lindor comment and other things like that. And maybe there's a deserving there. Maybe guys like Bob DiBiasio, maybe, damn it, they deserve it. If we want to get involved. And then there's obviously the baseball first fans that have been going to the games and sitting in the sections and the ones that know the ushers, like the Derry brothers, who know the ushers personally and give them gifts for birthday presents and things like that. You know what? Damn it. Maybe they deserve it a little bit more. Instead of a hapless, worthless organization, let me underline worthless to the general fan, even though I'm sure it's worth a lot of money, the Chicago White Sox. That does frustrate me about baseball. And it does frustrate me at parts during the trade deadline. Because, yeah, we got to hold on to some of these guys so we don't overextend ourselves and end up with a terrible organization in a couple of years, a la the White Sox. But I also know I have an opportunity where I respect all these teams. I'm not afraid of them, though, Tone. I'm not, like, the Astros, maybe with a little bit of history. I'm not afraid of the Yankees. I'm not saying bring on the Yankees. Don't do that. I respect the Yankees. I respect the Orioles. I respect the Astros. I respect the Twins. I respect the Seattle Mariners. I think we can beat them all. I think we can beat them all, even as is.
I just didn't want to gloss over.
I would like to make it better.
Steve Stone saying that their pitcher's changeup was unhittable, and then he gave up 8 runs.
Whoopsie daisy!
In that kid's defense, I don't think any of the home runs were up on changeups.
Well, maybe should have stuck with the old changeroo.
Aditi, well, if you just throw nothing but changeup, that just becomes your fastball.
But Aditi, if it's unhittable.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!